One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, Jay, so title races, mate, they are not for the faint-hearted. And we've just seen that again. Like, we've been here before. We know what this feels like.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any easier. That was awful. like genuinely, that is, it's brilliant that you win, but it feels so, so nervous and so tense because points are at a premium. We know what we're up against. It does just feel like, wow, this is going to, there's 9 more of those left.
Yeah. Well, we gave it the big build-up, didn't we? Like, fast start, you know, vital 3 points today. Got to get the job done. And then it's like, within 90 seconds, you're like, oh, here we go, you know. And you just, it always feels like with us, like, I don't know if it is really, but like, when you're looking at City's results over the past, since Guardiola's been in, it's like, oh yeah, 2-0 up after like 18 minutes. You're like, that game's over. It just never seems like that with us. Another one of them today. There's going to be more moments like this. Yep. We're not going to just win every game 3-0 between now and the end of the season. Like, but this is what you're in it for, isn't it? You know, you've got to have these nervy moments. I was all right at the end there. I was, apart from there was a few little pass outs from the back, which reminded me a little bit of the Man U game the other day, but we've got another 9 of these, so you can't be flapping too early, Steve.
I agree, because I was nervous, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I wasn't great. Did you think Liverpool were nervous? Because I actually felt for most of the game, although it was a bit of an end-to-end, Liverpool felt okay.
Yeah.
But in that injury time, there was a couple of, or like later on, there was a couple, like Keller had given it to Bradley when he's got 3 men on him, yeah. Or like, go the corner flag and Joe Gomez is putting crosses into the box.
Yeah.
You're right to reference the Man United game, because Liverpool rightly got criticised for their game management. At 2-1, at 3-2, and again at 3-all, they were rightly criticised for giving the ball away. They were maybe a bit too adventurous or something.
Yeah.
Did you put that down to nerve, style of play? Because it was out of character with the rest of the game, because I actually felt, for the most part, they were quite chill. But maybe, again, the human beings, pressures on, all that kind of stuff. But how did you feel he dealt with that?
I think at the end, maybe that is a bit of a sign of the context of it.
Yep.
Getting to them. You can kind of transfer it from the crowd as well. The crowd are thinking, when that Lallana shot goes wide, it's like, oh my God, imagine if Lallana had come back and scored. Like, just all of these horrible scenarios.
Or like when the goal isn't given, and it's like, and you're thinking, I've been here before with people telling me measurements for goals that we haven't quite got. It just, the recipe was building up towards the fatal story, and thankfully they never fell for it.
I thought in terms of nervousness or whatever, once they went the one goal down, within the first 5 or 6 minutes after that, they'd already started creating chances. So I think they reacted really well in terms, they didn't get into this kind of fatalistic mindset of like, oh my God, we've gone 1-0 down, like first chance they've had, they've scored. So I thought they did really well to come back into it. Pretty much controlled the midfield, controlled most of the game. They looked dangerous on the break. So I thought their character was great in terms of coming back into it, got what turned out to be the winner, could have had a third. Just maybe those last few minutes, there was I heard using their shouting at Cody Gakpo because he started dribbling into the box instead of just taking it to the corner flag and all that. So maybe just one or two little moments towards the end of games where people just have to be a bit smarter. But other than that, I thought they did show really good character to come back.
All in all, then, I say, we're recording this live, guys, just as Manchester City Arsenal's kicked off. We, whatever happens in this game, it doesn't matter. Well, it does, but it doesn't. The important thing is, DJ, is that Liverpool, you said before the game, you know, they might need 30, they might not. It's who knows?
Yeah.
But what it means now is they got 3 of them. There's 27 left to go.
Yeah.
That's one of the more tougher games against the team that we have struggled to get them against. you rally around Thursday and you go again. It is now going to be that type of thing. It's going to be relentless, this, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, like, you know, I think we all knew what we were getting ourselves in for. The players certainly do. I'm excited. I mean, I'm nervous as well, but I'm, for a long time in the season, I've thought, well, I think we're capable of getting like 87 points or something. Will that be enough? Probably not. But, you know, I don't know what we could get as our max now, but we could get 90, we could get, you know, 91 or what, like, we can win this league. I'm excited of the combination of the likes of Van Dijk and Alisson and Robertson and Trent, actually, even though he's still a young man, who've all been there and done it and won everything. They're now, they're going to be stewarding the likes of Harvey Elliott in there and Szoboszlai, who's, you know, he's his country's captain, but he's not experienced this kind of thing. No. McAllister, I mean, he's won a World Cup, but he hasn't experienced these Premier League title run-ins. I mean, I could be wrong, but I've just never thought the year when we got pipped by 1 point, and we both, City and Liverpool, won like the last 12 or something, like, wasn't it something like that? Just nobody.
We can get to 94. Yeah, and you might need to with the, again, who knows? We'll see how it all pans out. But getting that win today, because that's a game last season that Liverpool lost. Liverpool got beat by Brighton. They drew with them earlier this season.
Yeah.
I think we should praise the character, because that was a tough game. And Liverpool, we talk about mentality monsters all the time, and last year they weren't mentality monsters. They're back to finding a way to win football games again, or there or thereabouts. You know, Man United last week was, or before the break, was an aberration, really. They battered United. They half took the foot off the gas and got sucker punched a little bit. If it felt like maybe they learned the lessons from that maybe a bit, and they've gone, you know what, actually, nah, like that isn't happening again. Like, we're getting over this line, and ultimately, like, you know, your best player scores the winning goal, your big players deliver again.
Yeah.
And if Liverpool's big players, your McAllisters, your Van Dijks, your Salahs keep performing, they've got every chance here.
Yeah, they certainly have. Like, I just think, I don't know, I think they've got it. They've definitely got it in them. The big players are going to come to the fore again. I just get the feeling, you know, we've got Sheffield United coming up. It was vital to get off the mark today. We've got that 3 points. There's more than enough in this squad to do. You talk about the Klopp factor and all that sort of thing. I think it feeds from the crowd as well, because I don't know about you, but when we went 1-0 down today, I thought, all right, we'll get back into this. Whereas 100%. Last season, talking about the difference between this season and last season, I think I'd have been, and certainly all my mates who I watched the match with would have been like, oh my God, here we go. Because that happened so often last season.
Agreed.
We've got, you know, they had the stat up, we've got more points from winning positions in it, from losing positions than anybody else. So, all right, we don't want to be going 1-0 down all the time, but we can react to these setbacks. And, you know, I just think that they're in a really good position to go on and try and win this league. And we'll see what happens in this City game. But I'm confident. I am confident we can do it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.